Gosport Borough Chairman Mark Cook. How's your week been? Rather challenging, I would expect.
It's certainly been an interesting week. Being a chairman of a football club, you never know what's going to happen from one day to the next, or what stories are going to break. So it has been a very interesting and challenging week, but there have been positive things that have come out from the stories that have been told about Gosport Borough.
So stories have been told. What's the correct situation with the football club?
I think the club have been honest. We put out a press release on our website saying that we are a few weeks behind in paying the players, and that we do owe the tax man some money. The reasons behind that, we've also made clear that we were, or still are, owed money from other sources, and that the only people that get paid in the football club are the players, and therefore all the volunteers put in all the time, and when we're let down by people, then unfortunately the only people that can be let down are the players, and then they've suffered, and that is regrettable, and we've put that on our website.
So if supporters are worried, it's simply a case of money not coming into you being the reason that then you can't share that with the players?
It's a cash flow problem. We've only played two Saturdays at home since Boxing Day. So when you don't get that cash flow coming in, then unfortunately we can't then pay the players. And we've been honest about that. As I said, we are a community club and we rely on the help of all our sponsors. And the vast majority are very good, but some of them are a little bit behind for various reasons. You know, business isn't always as brisk as they'd like it to be and so on. So we're working hard to bring in that money. And we're also working very hard to bring in other investors. And I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks that we'll have some very positive news, which will be good for the club and hopefully will take us on to the next level.
It's not a case that the playing budget might be too high or there aren't enough people coming through the gate or anything like that?
There's never enough people coming through the gate. We'd always like to see more people coming through. We play a very attractive style of football. Alex is a tremendous manager who brings the best out in players. So, yes, we'd like to see more people. We're lying fourth in the league currently. Playoff places beckon. We'd like to put that final push in for these last 12 games. So there are positives to take out from this.
And is it sort of better out than in, that it's the story's broke, that it's not a secret anymore?
I think it's you try and keep things within the club as best you can. But when they break out, which this has, then you have to be honest and upfront and transparent about it. And as a club, we've done that. You know, we've put our hands up, and you know, I apologised to the players on Thursday evening because they have been played for a few weeks. And the communication may have been down to me not communicating with them, but I trust them implicitly. They're a great bunch of lads. They work hard. They fight hard out on the pitch. They give 100%, and I can't praise them enough for the work that they do on behalf of the club. And it is regrettable and it is disappointing that we've let them down, but we are working extremely hard to make that right.
You weren't cross with them that's how it came out? Social media
is it's a double-edged sword, and so sometimes some good comes out of these things. Don't get me wrong, I can understand the frustrations of the players, because when we were Wessex League, you were paying players and it was effectively pin money, beer money. But nowadays, the players rely on that income. And you and I would be equally as upset if we didn't get paid for the job we were doing on time. So I understand their frustrations. And we, as I said, we work very, very hard to try and get that right.
The team's done superbly for several years and they're doing superbly this season. Would it be a frightening prospect if they went up and then you would have to think about having an increased playing budget?
It's every time we got promoted, people say, you know, can we cope with it? The answer is yes, we can, because I think should we be in that position, then it will attract more investors into the club. Everyone recognises the National League as the Division 5 of football. And when you look at the teams, the Grimsby's, Wrexham's, Tranmere's, Cheltenham's, that are currently there, it is a massive league and it would be a massive step for Gosport. But it's one that we will be able to work with. We will bring in investors. There will be national companies that will be then interested in Gosport. Because at the moment, we are very much under the radar. We're just a very small club trying to progress. When it goes out nationally, that there's potential there, the investment will come in.
Finally, would you have a message to fans that would be a bit worried about the future?
Come along and support us. The fans are tremendous. A lot of respect for those people. We took 6,000 to Wembley a couple of seasons ago. It would be great to see some of those supporting their local team. I know that the players give 100%, and all the volunteers that put in the work, the endless hours, whether it be the stewards, turnstile operators, ball boys, tee hut, the six directors that run the club, they're all volunteers. They all put in their time. So my plea to Gosport people is come and support your local team and see how far we can take it.